WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Now, let's talk about something that's super important, especially in a world that can sometimes feel like it's constantly trying to knock us down confidence. Ever felt like you're drowning in self-doubt? You know that feeling when you're about to speak up in a meeting or try something new and your brain goes full on what if I fail mode? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But here's the good news. We can actually cultivate confidence, and it all starts with the way we talk to ourselves. Today, we're diving into the power of affirmative language, how using positive words and phrases can dramatically shift your mindset and boost your self-belief. Think about it like this. You wouldn't go into a game against a tough opponent chanting, "I'm going to lose," right? So why do we often treat our own minds with that kind of negativity? Here's the deal. Your thoughts become your reality. When you constantly tell yourself, "I can't," "I'm not good enough," or "this is too hard," you're essentially programming your brain to believe those things. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But flip it around. When you use affirmative language, you start to rewire your thinking, replacing those limiting beliefs with empowering ones. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Watch your word choices. This is the big one, folks. Pay attention to the words you use when talking about yourself and your abilities. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at public speaking," try on getting better at public speaking with each opportunity. See the difference? It's all about framing. 2. Embrace "I'm" statements. These are powerful affirmations that can really shift your mindset. Instead of "I wish I was more confident," say "I am capable and worthy." When you say it, you start to believe it, and that belief becomes a driving force in your life. 3. Celebrate small victories. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. When you achieve something, acknowledge it. Say, "I did it." Or, "I'm proud of myself for taking on this challenge." These positive affirmations build momentum and reinforce your belief in yourself. 4. Visualize success. This is a game changer. Picture yourself succeeding in situations that normally make you nervous. Imagine feeling confident, speaking clearly, and achieving your goals. Visualization isn't just about daydreaming, it's about training your mind to believe in your ability to succeed. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we spend time with influence our minds. Seek out positive, supportive individuals who encourage you and lift you up. Limit exposure to negativity as drainers of confidence. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You've been feeling anxious, doubting your ability to deliver. But here is the twist: you start practicing using affirmative language. You tell yourself, "I am prepared and capable, my ideas are valuable, and I will deliver a confident and impactful presentation." The next day, as you stand before your audience, something feels different. You feel calmer, more focused, and surprisingly confident. You rock that presentation, leaving everyone impressed. The power of affirmative language transformed your mindset, paving the way for success. See? It's not magic, it's about harnessing the power of your words to create a positive reality. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Be mindful of your word choices, embrace "I'm" statements, celebrate small wins, visualize success, and surround yourself with positivity. Remember, confidence isn't something you're born with, it's something you cultivate through conscious effort and the right mindset. So go out there, use those powerful words, and own your awesomeness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of confidence, because we all deserve to shine. And until next time, keep striving for that daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.